This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Renee Martinez Sr. Date of birth, July the 26th, 1982. Case ID number is 6523145. Date of exam, August the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a continuing disability review report dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 41-year-old married male with three children presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of post-traumatic stress disorder slash anxiety slash traumatic brain injury slash migraine headache slash memory loss, comma, neck slash shoulder pain, comma, hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and migraine headaches. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2016, where he worked as a Border Patrol agent for 10 years. Before that time, he was in the military for 8 years in Afghanistan. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, and his wife works as a provider. During the time that the claimant did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He is presently on disability with Social Security and with the Veterans Administration. Allegation number one, post-traumatic stress disorder slash anxiety slash traumatic brain injury slash migraine headache slash memory loss. Number two, neck and shoulder pain. Number three, high blood pressure. Number four, diabetes mellitus. And number five, migraine headaches. History of allegations. Number one, post-traumatic stress disorder slash anxiety slash traumatic brain injury slash migraine headache slash memory loss. The claimant states that since 2006, when he had an explosion occur that affected his head, face, and which included shrapnel that went into his face area, he has had trauma with post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, traumatic brain injury, migraine headaches, and memory loss. The claimant denies any suicidal ideation or any kind of suicidal attempts. He does have problems with insomnia, decreased appetite, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased memory, comma, nightmares, comma, flashbacks, comma, and generalized depression. The claimant suffers from chronic headaches, which he states usually affect his temporal area. The claimant states that he does hear voices, but does not see any shadows. He has a tendency to fight often with his wife, and his marriage has suffered during this process. They have been married for 19 years, but are having marital problems and are seeing a counselor at this time. The claimant appears to be sad, despondent, and does not communicate very much. He appears to be somewhat isolated in his communication with others. He is presently on bupropion hydrochloride, 150 milligrams QD, and venlafaxine hydrochloride, 75 milligrams QD. His condition is being treated, but guarded at this time. Allegation number two, cervical spine and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2005, he was in a Humvee accident and sustained injuries to his cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is an aching pain, which radiates from his neck area to his shoulder area on the right side and from the lumbar sacral back area to the right-sided sciatic pain. He states his main complaint is left sciatic radiculopathy. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds with the right hand, comma, but unable to bend over. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He has received approximately 2 steroid injections in his neck with fair results. His daily activities include sleeping and watching TV. He does no other housework or exercise at this time. His physician is Dr. Mikol. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on Tylenol 650 milligrams TID for pain. And also cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams TID, which he states does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with cervical spine sprain and lumbar sacral back lumbargo / sprain. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2009, he was having severe occipital and temporal headaches. He denies any chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He was told that he had a trans ischemic attack, but that it did resolve. He is presently on hydrochlorothiazide 10 milligrams QD and benzopril hydrochloride 20 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 148 over 91 mmHg, which is borderline high. Allegation number 4, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, but no blurred vision or weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does have some mild tingliness and numbness in his fingers and hands. He checks his blood glucose 4 times per week and states that it usually comes out between 70 to 350 milligrams / DL. His last blood glucose level was 170. He is presently taking metformin, hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Ozempic, 1.0 milligrams QE. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was, but states that he believes it to be 7.7%, which is fairly well controlled. His condition is stable at this time. Number 5, migraine headaches. The claimant states that in 2006, he was having severe migraine headaches, secondary to the trauma of an explosion / concussion of his head with shrapnel. He states the character of the pain is a throbbing pain located in the temporal area that can last sometimes for 5 hours. He states he gets the headaches at least 4 times per week. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, photophobia, comma, paresthesias, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, and vertigo. He denies any poor vision. He was diagnosed with migraine headaches secondary to a trauma. He has also been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury secondary to the explosion. He is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams, 2 tablets TID. He states when he does take Tylenol, it takes about an hour and a half before his headaches resolve. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, bupropion, hydrochloride, 150 milligrams QD. Venlafaxine, hydrochloride, 75 milligrams QD. Ozempic, 1 milligram Q week. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams BID. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units QD. Diphenylhydramine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams, 1 to 2 capsules TID for allergies and insomnia. Rosuvastatin, calcium, 10 milligrams QD. Metformin, hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID. And Benzopril, hydrochloride, 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of fatty liver, comma, transischemic tap with left facial weakness, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, traumatic brain injury in 2006, comma, history of migraine headaches, comma, anxiety, comma, decreased memory, comma, major surgeries, left shoulder and clavicular arthroscopic surgery performed in 2013. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 245 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 148 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 104 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 36.7. General. This is a 41-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be not a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife. The claimant was very apathetic, very nonverbal, and appeared to be in a very depressed mood, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normocephalic, but has had a traumatic head injury in the past, but appears to be normal. He does have shrapnel on the left side of his face. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The claimant is very sensitive to any kind of light. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils shows appears to be normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema exudae or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was mildly obese, and physical exam was somewhat difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? There is a left upper shoulder scar measuring 4 centimeters, which is horizontal, and 3 holes in the surrounding areas, where left shoulder and clavicular arthroscopic surgery was performed in 2013 to fix an injury that he had there. Skin, the claimant has no lesions were appreciated or the body. The claimant does have tattoos. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and fairly oriented, times 3. He had poor eye contact with me and did not appear to care whether he was there or not. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was depressed and apathetic for the time. He had decreased clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor, and although he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation, he appeared to be somewhat foggy in his response. Reflexes of patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant continued to shake his left leg constantly while during the examination and appeared to be depressed and anxious at the same time. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal, could you please drop down to the last paragraph? The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There's no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5. For all tested areas, fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks fairly well, but appears to be severely depressed and apathetic at this time. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left shoulder, where he has decreased abduction and forward elevation to 120 degrees. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk fairly normally. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant does have some minor limitation in his visual acuity, but no limitations in his visual fields. His binocular corrected vision is 20/20. He is able to communicate, but does appear to have limitations at this time, secondary to a major depressive episode / post-traumatic stress disorder, and has not readjusted to his environment. The claimant does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, and appears to be not responding well to the medications that have been given to him for depression and anxiety. Probable diagnoses, number one, post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety / traumatic brain injury / migraine headaches / memory loss. His condition is ongoing. He does appear to be going through some difficulties at this time, and his marriage is not stable. His condition is guarded, and he may need more psychiatric therapy as well as a readjustment of his medications. Allegation number two, neck and left shoulder pain, secondary to an injury. Stable at this time, grossly normal physical exam. Number three, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 148/91 mmHg, which is borderline high. Number four, diabetes mellitus type 2. Being treated at this time, the claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 7.7%, which is fairly well controlled. Number five, migraine headaches being treated at this time. The claimant is only being treated with Tylenol. He might be able to be given a stronger medication to help him with his migraine headaches. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Renee Martinez Sr.